Is that the kind of plow that you break up the ground with first?
Break the ground with a sulky plow. It's a turning plow. But it's on wheels. Got a seat on it. You can ride it all the time. And I had a pair of horses big enough to pull it. Didn't have to put three on it or something like that. And it was a dandy. It's an old Avery. Was the name of it. Never did see but one more like it. It was a little bigger. And then I owned a tractor and what they told on the Arkansasers when I was going up in there, southeast Missouri, it'd take a fellow from Arkansas, he'd go up there and work first year or two up there, he'd work real good, make a good crop, you know. Next year he's a little too rich, he'd haul a lot of it done. That's what they told him. And I went up there, I'm old up there, and I know that's what they do. I had a brother-in-law went up there, and boy, he had some kids, and they farmed pretty good there for about 4 or 5 years, and boy, then he got slouchy and got too much money, and they didn't do no good.
What do people mean when they say chopping cotton?
That's hoeing.
Hoeing it?
Yeah, that's hoeing. That's hoeing cotton. Yeah, I can recollect when I was a boy, my daddy had to hoe all of his and hoed, and I know the family real well, was raised up with all of them. And they're all gone now but one or two. There's one up here in the hospital now that's older than I was. Their name was LaRue. And they had one boy was one day older than I was. Another boy was older than I was. But I recollect that family, they'd work for us every year we had work to do, they'd work for us.
What's some of that grass that would grow up in your cotton field?
Well, you had to kill it. I mean, if you made any cotton, you couldn't let it grow. Couldn't find your cotton when it comes cotton picking time.
Did you have trouble with Johnson grass?
Yeah, boy, if you had that on your land, you had trouble with it. Sure did. The farm that I had up there, it had Johnson grass on it. But as a man goes along in the farm and himself and everything else, you learn how to handle everything. Now, I farmed that Johnson grass year hard. I mean, I had trouble with it. And I had a cousin, he was older than I was. And then he was out talking one day. He said, "You know how to handle Johnson grass?" I said, "No, I don't." Well, I said, "Know how to kill it or hoe it, chop it up, dig it up, kill it." Oh, I said, "That ain't the way to do that." He said, "Plow it up in June. Just take your plow and break it up in June." And, well, I soon learned what it was. When it goes to jointing above the ground, it goes to making joints under the ground. And you break that new joint up, she's dead. She'll die. And you can kill it out. I mean, kill it out just as clean as this porch. Then you ain't got good land. I mean, you don't ain't bothered with it no more if you don't let it get started back. It won't start from seed hardly. You can't hardly start Johnson grass from seed because it's so little. When it comes up, it's just the least bit of plowing or a harrow will tear it all to pieces.
Is that right?
Yeah.